A guten Erev Yontiv, we're going approaching Shvi Shal Pesach, and I want to bring a thought here for you to think about, that you need to know that every Yontiv is Nitzchias. Even though it's connected to a specific time, the purpose of that Yontiv, of every Yontiv, is to bring the Kedusha and the light of that Yontiv through the course of the year. So as an example, Rosh Hashanah has that ability of Kabbalah's Oil Malchus Shamayim, and the fact that the Hashem is a Melech Malchi Amlochim, to be nispashit, that Kabbalah's Oil of Rosh Hashanah should influence you the entire year. So that you're on a simple, regular weekday, you could grab and collect from that Ha'ara of Rosh Hashanah to learn the Kabbalah's and feel the Kabbalah's Oil and to recognize Hashem as Melech. The same goes with the kapara of Yom Kippur. The tshuva of Yom Kippur is nispashet the whole year. The same applies to with Sukkot, the simcha, and the emuna, and the bitachin, and the dalaminim, and the achdus. All those lessons are hayras for the whole year. And the same with every single yontif. So too here, Shvi Shal Pesach, we have to realize that every time, every single day that we say Oz Yosher, we're bringing back Shvi Shal Pesach into our lives every single day. It's unique to that. We are experiencing Kriyas Yamsuf. Now, on Shvi Shal Pesach, when it actually happens, it's an unbelievable Ha'ara then. But you need to know, this is Hashem, as Pesach goes by, and you say Oz Yosher every single day, you're taking from the Ha'ara of Shvi Shal Pesach, and of that Ha'ara of that Mitznes Gadol of Kriyas Yamsuf, and you're incorporating it into you on a daily basis, so that's very important. We're going to discuss now the concept of Sfiras HaOmer, which we're in now, which is a very important yisoid. Now, there's a Sefer of Tzadik HaKoyen, of Rav Tzadik HaKoyen, called Tzidkas HaTzadik, Merdek Yisoid is in there. The very first Shtikl Torah there says as follows. He says that we have certain mitzvahs that were only that dor and not ladiris. One of them is the inyan of chipazin, the idea that you have to eat the Karban Pesach with haste, with the shoes on your feet and your loins girded up with, and rely as if you're ready to go. That mitzvah is not noyag in Pesach of dairis, only that generation. Tzadik talks about it. The words are a little cryptic, but the basic concept is that sometimes when you're in a bad matzif, or you're in a gullus, or you're in a mitzrayim, Hashem needs to take you out right away, and it has to be b'chipazin. You have to jump out of that bad situation and spring out of it and completely remove yourself out of that and go into the light and go into the geula. But, Rav Tzadik says, that's beautiful. Hashem pulled you out, and you pulled yourself out with Hashem's help. Now, Yavoida is to go little by little, to go gradually. And the marshal for that, for us, is as follows. We're in Pesach now. We experience a tremendous Ha'ara, a light of Hashem, the Nes of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and then afterwards the Nes of Kriyas Yamsuf, all these Nisim, these unbelievable Nisim, and the Ha'ara of Avodas Hashem, and that's the chipazin. We had to get out of the mentah shari tuma. Hashem gave us a special light and a special energy to pull out. But now, what Hashem is telling you, I pulled you out, you're out of that imminent danger, now I want you to do your own avoda. And that's where Sfiras HaOmer comes up. 49 days, one after the other, to work on your midas, and to move forward till you're ready for Kabbalah's HaTorah. Now, every day of Sfiras HaOmer, we make a special bracha. We count Hayoyim Yoyim Sheni Ba'Omer, Yoyim Shlishi Ba'Omer. We count every day. And one of the hayras is that is to realize that in Yiddishkeit, we don't take Hashem's names lightly. So we're saying a bracha, which is serious business. And it's telling you that every single day you make a blessing with Hashem's name, and then you count the day. And what's the accomplishment of that? Right? You can count all you want. But the bottom line is, it's trying to tell you how precious time is and how you have to accomplish each day to do everything you can. Hashem put you on this world. You have an exact amount of time you need to complete your mission. There's not one day that is extra. We'll talk about later if you wasted days in the past, how you could transform them through tshuva. So don't feel bad about that right now. I'm not talking about the past. If you have days or even years, even decades, that you feel many of them were wasted, don't have chalishas hadas. there are ways to be misakin the past. We will talk about that, hopefully, in later Divrei Torah. But, as the Zohar says, each and every day does its own work. What does it mean that each and every day does its own work? It means that each day is a gift from Hashem, and because it's a gift from Hashem, we have to show something for it. We have to show and feel accomplished. We have to accomplish something. So the intention of Sfira, of the counting of the days, and making a bracha before counting them, is to make us aware that what we do with our time is precious. We should be aware of it. Time is precious. How we use that time is precious. And before counting, we should think for 1 minute. What are we about to count? What did I do the last 24 hours that's important, that is worth living for? And that's really what we say by Avraham Avinu, right? He was Zaken, he was Baba Yomim. What does it mean, Baba Yomim? So it means that each and every day of Avraham Avinu's days was accounted for. He was able to point out each day he lived and what he accomplished that day. Like he had in his pocket, day 30, 37 years ago, on this and this Tuesday, I did X, Y, and Z. On this day, 94 years ago, on Wednesday, I did this and that. Every day was special. Every day was full. Every day had something that you could remember. And as you grow older, each and every day shows progress and develop, building one on top of the other, on top of the other person's on the other day's accomplishment. This is the message of Sfira Sa'omer, and it's something that is very valuable, something you can count on, and that's what it is. The Chofetz Chavos really says it in an expression. He says that your life is like your sefer. Write in it what you need to write in it. Write in it what Hashem wants you to do with those days. Don't look at a calendar as just a page. A day of a calendar is a day where you fill with mitzvahs, with ma'asim tovim, with meaning. And again, you could transform the past if till now it wasn't used the way ideally. Start from today and keep on going and accomplish day in and day out. And of course, another inyan of the Sfira is the concept of Ahavas Yisrael. We know, whatever with Rav Kiva, his 24,000 Tamidim died, Shalini Hagu covered Zeh B'Zeh. We're not going to get into it right now, exactly what that means. But the bottom line is, going to Kol HaDeis, there was certain lack of kavod that needed to be fixed. And that's something we need to learn in our generation, to be mechabed your friend, and to be mechabed and to have true Ahavas Yisrael, and treat each other with respect, treat each other with love. That is the true hachana, the Matan Torah, where it says over there, Vayichan ke'ish echad b'lev echad. It's not just a nice thing. It is an absolute requirement for every Yid to try to reach that goal. Another lesson is never to give up and to move forward. You see, Rabbi Akiva, you see what Meridika, what he went through, to lose all these Talmidim. Easy for him to give up. Easy for him to feel like I'm rejected. And all my work and all my toil and all the 24 years and everything, all this, all gone. All gone. And what did he do? He didn't despair. He took 5 Talmidim. And from there, the world was built again. And from there, the world was built again. And people did this after World War II, where, you know, everything's gone. What can I do? And they persevered. They kept on going. Remember, no matter how bleak things seemed, no matter how many disappointments you experience through the course of your life, know that you could always pick yourself up, and you never know, that could have a tremendous kiyum. So again, the simcha of the Shvi Shal Pesach, the Ha'ara, comes with you every day in Oz Yashir. Utilize that. Number 2, every day is precious. Use every day the way it's meant to be. Number 3, Ahavas Yisrael, Achdus, should be a big goal in a Yid's life. And number 4, always after a fall or after a disappointment, pick yourself up. Have a wonderful, wonderful, enjoy the rest of Yontif. And may the Yontif be carried with you forever. And certainly through the Sfira into Be'ezaz Hashem, Shavuos, into Matan Torah. Good Yontif.